An interesting question. When we get the food from you, I can put that on somebody's table in a week, less than, sometimes in 24 hours. So that takes an immediate need and fills it immediately. However, the money is good too, because we can buy, for what you get, $35, $40 at the grocery store, we can get 2,000 pounds of food, you know, typically a pallet of food. And that goes a long way as well, except it takes longer for us to get it. So it's kind of a hard question to answer.
If I give you some money, could you do my grocery shopping?
Just
bring the pallet over to the house.
We'll put it
in the garage.
If I did your grocery shopping, David, you'd end up with a pallet, say, of, you know, 2,000 pounds of green beans. And I don't know that your family would appreciate that.
a half a pound of green beans would be too much. 6:15, WPLZ News Time. We'll take a quick break. More, we've got guests lined up all throughout the hour. Even our friend Tim Holcomb is going to be calling in. So we'll talk to them coming up in just a moment. Right now, we head out to Beth Newhoff. She has traffic on the fives. Six 19, the show, you're live. I'm David Carnes. This hour brought to you by InfoSystems Technology. My friends out at InfoSystems every Wednesday night donate this hour to local nonprofits and folks that do amazing things in the community. And, of course, the Chattanooga Area Food Bank fits right in with that. By the way, you want to see what InfoSystems is all about, check out their website, infosystems.biz, B-I-Z. Let's welcome back in my friend Jen Furking. She is with Special Events and Food Drive Coordinator for 3+ years out at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. And Jen, we were talking before about just food drives that are going on, and it's so important that people really come on board now more than ever, especially heading into the holidays, right?
Correct. And that's it's definitely important. The pantry needs people to have food drives. Food drives are really easy. They're also needed all year long. I'm just going to throw that in. We feed 20,000 people every single week. So in April or May or June, if your company wants to do a food drive, your company or church, you just let me know. Here's how easy it is. You call the food bank, you ask for Jen, you'll get me, and then you'll tell me when you want a barrel, where it's going, and when you want it picked up, and it's just that easy.
Now, I know we have Share Your Christmas that we do every year out at First Tennessee Pavilion. New location, which we're going to talk about later down in Dalton, also is going to be part of that. But when people participate in Share Your Christmas, I know schools are huge into this, collecting food. Are we starting to see that already becoming organized?
Oh, absolutely. I've been
Even Halloween yet.
No, it's not Halloween, but Channel 3 and our committee has been actually working on this for the last 2 months. Schools are coming in and participating and getting boxes and starting to collect their food. So I'm really proud about that. If you want to participate, go to our website. It's www.chatfoodbank.org. And there's a link on there about Share Your Christmas, and you can fill out a form and fax it in, and I'll deliver a barrel anywhere you want me to.
And there is like a trophy or something for it's
is.
Really cool.
David Carroll and I are the lucky ones. We get to go to schools in Hamilton County who participate in the school contest. And we go to the school with a large school, which is 501 plus students. And the school that gives the most food last year, if you want to know what the bar is, was Silverdale Baptist Academy, and they collected 13,157 pounds of food.
All right, now I want to put that in perspective. That is a lot of food.
It is.
13,000 pounds of food. Now, let's go back. What did you say earlier? How many pounds of food were given away during the tornadoes?
For easy math, it's 50 pounds a food box.
No, I mean, it's 50 pounds of food.
Oh, 200,000 pounds of food were given away during the tornadoes.
Okay, so that's the need, 200,000 pounds of food. And Silverdale collected how many again?
13,157.
So it's a lot. And overall, you guys, what's the average? I know it goes up every year.
For sure, your Christmas?
Yeah.
Last year, we actually hit our banner year of 165,000 pounds of food. Well, but to put that in perspective, the pantry over the course of a year will take about 1.2 million pounds of food to stay in business.
Do you guys let folks just come down and take a tour and just see what you guys are all about?
You definitely need to take a tour. This is a 40,000 square foot facility that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
It will tell you all about these feeding programs that we have that people don't realize what and how much and how far reaching we are actually able to do. So come on down, give me a call. We'll schedule a tour.
For example, the children's feeding program. Touch on that.
Yes, absolutely. Our children's feeding program, we have this one. It's called Sack Packs. And basically, it is where children who are on free and reduced lunch get their breakfast and lunch at school Monday through Friday. But when they go home on Friday afternoon, they are at risk of not having any food Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They come in Monday, their little elementary brains aren't developing properly, they're hungry, they're upset, they're cranky, they're not learning, they're lethargic. So what we've done is we have taken these sack packs, which are child-friendly, pop-top, easy open, you know, kid self-sufficient bags. The administrators put them in their backpacks at lunch, and kid goes home with it Friday afternoon. What we found is that attendance is up on Friday, and they come to school on Monday fed and ready to learn. What I can tell you about this program is during the last school year, 2010 to 2011, we gave out an astonishing 144,000 bags in only 32 schools.
That's a beautiful thing, and those kids, I'm telling you, That's great. Jen Ferking with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. Let's take another quick break. When we come back, we're not just going to talk about this, but did you know that the Chattanooga Food Bank has a garden coordinator? Also, by the way, it's like this huge walk-in freezer. I want to find out if you guys accept meat. Like, can you bring a side of beef to the food bank? I bet you can. 625, like they're going to turn a side of beef away. Come on. 625 WPLZ, and we're back. Thank you to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour of Your Life with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. Back with more right after this. Traffic on the Fives with Beth Newhoff. The show, You're Live. I'm David Carnes, along with Paul filling in for Tara V tonight on the controls. And we're talking with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. Thank you so much to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour. InfoSystems, all of the folks there, Clay Hales, the president of InfoSystems on down, are so dedicated to this community. And I want to encourage you, this is a great company to use if you have a company, you're involved with IT at any company, or you have phone systems that need set up, phone networks, then that's what InfoSystems does. And I want to encourage you to use them. Go to their website, see if there's someone that you would want to partner with. I'll bet they are. Go to infosystems.biz. Thing I love most about them is they donate this hour every week to local nonprofits, folks that just do good in the community, and nobody does better than the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. So let's keep it going. Jen Ferking is our guest in studio. Jen, glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, InfoSystems, for allowing us to monopolize this hour. We absolutely appreciate it. Thank you.
Monopolize? Heck no, man. We love you being here. And we also have on the phone Jane Malden. And Jane, I have to be honest, first of all, welcome. Glad you're part of the show.
Thank you.
I did not even know there was a garden coordinator for the food bank. So this is new to me. Jen was telling me off air that the garden aspect of the Chattanooga Area Food Bank has been around for a couple of years. Let's talk about it a little bit. What is it, and how does it contribute?
Well, actually, the kind of the new part of our of our garden has been around. Actually, the garden program has been in existence since the really since the food bank here was started in the mid 80s. We had a community garden down on the west side, just off the interstate, and I work with some. I work with a group of elderly folks that live on fixed incomes, and they just grow their own food. We have a greenhouse down there, and we just help them get them seeds and hoses and tools and the things they need to garden. The part that Jen's talking about, the new part, is our teaching garden, which just went in. Really, last year was our first full year in operation, and it's behind our food bank out off Amoco Highway.
Now, when you say a teaching garden, talk about who that's for, how folks can participate in it.
Sure. Well, the teaching garden, it's open to everybody in you know, the general public. We have classes ranging from starting seeds to cuttings to apple tree grafting to composting, even some preserving and cooking classes. I work pretty closely with the Master Gardeners of Hamilton County, and they teach most of the classes, and most of them are free or they're a very low cost to take the classes. We have 23 raised beds on site at the food bank, and we raise produce in those beds, which gets added to our emergency food boxes.
Now you were talking about, and I believe, is it Gateway or?
Gateway.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gateway is the location that you were talking about earlier, where they have the garden and you guys help them with that. Is that something that you're wanting to take into other communities, other locations where there might be a low-income situation where a garden would do them good, fresh veggies?
Absolutely. We've actually facilitated over the years some other community gardens, just helped them in terms of giving them advice on, okay, here's how you start a community garden. Here's here's the types of resources you're going to need. And now that we have our teaching garden, it's a great place. The teaching garden not only has the raised beds, but also an open air pavilion and a greenhouse. So we teach people how to start stuff from seeds in the greenhouse, and we've done several workshops this year on building raised beds, and actually have helped a lot of other community gardens build their own beds, and then they come out to our workshops and just learn about, you know, the basics of growing food.
Now, the raised beds that you're talking about, I'm trying to envision exactly who and what type of situation that would go into. That's not going to be something that an individual through the Chattanooga Area Food Bank is going to get possession of, is it? That's going to be more of an apartment complex, of an elderly community, something like that?
Well, we've helped all kinds. This year we helped several community gardens. They came out and basically they built raised beds for their gardens, and we showed them how to do it, and they built several for themselves. We also helped some individuals too. This could be somebody that wants to just have a little, maybe they have a little sunny spot in their front yard. We're trying to help individuals as well as community gardens.
Talking with Jane Malden, the community garden coordinator of the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. And, you know, fresh veggies, so important in a diet. I love that. And are you able, through the teaching garden that you have there on the food bank campus or property, are you able to incorporate that in some of the food that you give to the community?
Yes. In fact, last year we raised over 1,000 pounds of fresh produce.
Wow, 1,000 pounds! How big is the garden? That's a farm.
Yeah. It's
oh, my
well, it's 20. It's 23 raised beds, and they're 4x8 beds, and they're made to be handicap accessible. So
you're kidding?
Because a lot of folks, so I don't think a lot of people realize that that if you have a mental or physical disability, you are more likely to be food insecure.
Wow.
And so our garden was built with that in mind to show people, even with disabilities or old folks like my parents who don't bend as well anymore, how to garden and get over some of the structural hurdles that, you know, come along with disabilities.
Great idea, because that's, you know, even the young get out there and start hurting backs and things of that nature when they're not doing it right. What are some of the vegetables that are grown in the garden?
Well, in the summertime, we do tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, okra. We found that certain ones, you kind of get more bang for the buck, like your peppers and your okra. They just go and go and go. They withstand the heat and the drought. And, of course, peppers, you know, you never get a break on those in the store. It doesn't matter when they're in season. They're always expensive.
Yeah.
The things we're growing right now in the cool season, all of the beds are planted, and they're full of winter greens like cabbage, broccoli, lettuce, some of the stranger stuff like Swiss chard, but you've also got, spinach and turnip greens and collards and kale, carrots and onions and garlic.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
So the Chattanooga Area Food Bank basically has a back 40.
Yeah, we do.
You guys are amazing.
We absolutely do.
Let's welcome in a person that you may know a little bit. His name is Tim Holcomb with Holcomb Garden
Center. I've met him once or twice, I think.
Tim, how are you doing, my friend? Long time. I haven't talked to you in forever. Tim, good to have you part of the program, my friend.
Well, thanks for letting me join in, David.
Absolutely. Okay, first of all, I'm going to hog the first question. I'm totally hogging the first question. My knockouts have absolutely exploded, and I've got to start cutting them back at some point. Is that a thing that I do toward the end of the fall, or do I do that at the beginning of the spring?
Well, you're right that they exploded, because when we got the rain in September and then cool weather in October, they love this weather. And so right now they're at their peak, so I wouldn't cut them back at all until they finish blooming, which may be even Thanksgiving. And then you can cut them back to about 3 foot tall, and then do major pruning down to about 18 inches next March.
Oh, so okay. So a little bit of pruning after everything's dead, and then in March, and try to get to it before that first shoots start to come out, right?
Yes, if you'll do it about the middle of March and then start feeding them in April, they'll be busting wide open with blooms by Mother's Day.
All right, well, Tim, that's all we wanted you for. Thanks for calling in. I'm kidding. Hey, do seriously, I love the idea that they have a teaching garden, and this is so, so important, I think, for just for the community in general. But talk about your affiliation with the garden, and I know a fundraiser is coming up, I think, in November. We'll talk about that in a second as well, but just your affiliation with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank.
Well, we've been able to partner with the food bank for the last several years on their summer garden tour, which is a wonderful opportunity for local people to go see private gardens. You get to go in people's yards that you would never get to go into normally, and it's just beautiful gardens. It works out well for the food bank as far as raising money, but it really supports and encourages gardening. You see how people do it. Like she talked about, raised beds. You'll see shade gardens. You'll see woodland gardens. You'll see very formal gardens. And we love helping support that and encouraging people to take a part in those garden tours.
And for folks that are they're experiencing a food shortage in their lives, or maybe economically things are just not on the right track right now, is a garden a good economical way to go? I mean, talk about the economy of having a garden. And for somebody that may want to do this through the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, one of those raised beds, how efficient can they be with some of the training that you provide? Because I know a lot of people basically waste their time. They'll throw a couple of plants in some dirt and not have a good crop come up or what have you.
Well, it can be very effective and very beneficial. From the square foot gardening, like in the raised beds, it's very intensive. And you heard Jane talk about getting 1,000 pounds of food. But even in a large container, like a 15, 20-gallon nursery container, you can grow two or three tomato plants and get from 100 to 150 pounds of tomatoes off of it. So a small spot can produce a lot of produce, and it is something you can do quite economically. And even if you make an initial investment, you can reuse most of that stuff year after year.
Now, you say you can reuse most of it. Are we talking about just the actual bed itself and the dirt and what have you?
Yes. Yes, the good soil, the containers, and the tools that you may need if you don't have those already. But as far as feed, plants, and fertilizer, you would get that each year.
And Jane, you were about to say something also?
That is one of the things we're going to add to the classes we teach next year, in fact, is saving on your grocery bills by gardening. And so that's one of the things that we try to stress when we're preaching, you know, the garden gospel to folks, that there are practices, best practices that you want to try to follow, because you know, if you come up with a $100 water bill the first month gardening, you're going to think, oh my gosh, I can't afford this. So there are lots of things you can do to keep down your cost. And one of the things Tim talked about, you can reuse if you're careful about the seed you buy. If you buy heirloom seed, which a lot of garden centers are offering now, then you can save the seeds from your produce each year to use next year.
And the classes, Jane, are they for anyone, or are they for people who are recipients of Chattanooga Area Food Bank goods?
No, they are for everybody. We are working on doing some more, actually adding some custom classes for the clients of our food bank, because each agency is dealing with a different population with a different set of needs. Sometimes they might have transportation issues. So we do some classes as well with a particular agency. We'll kind of custom make a class for them, because, a lot of them might have some issues with getting out here and that type of thing. So, all of our classes, people can go to our website, Chattanooga Area Food Bank, and there will always be we'll have a list and a schedule of the classes, and those will be open to the public. Anybody can come, a novice or an expert.
I love it, talking with Jane Malden, Community Garden Coordinator. And real quick, Tim, I want to bring you back in. Tim Holcomb with Holcomb Garden Center. By the way, spending this hour with Chattanooga Area Food Bank, Jen Ferking in studio. But Tim, talk a little bit about the big fundraiser that you have coming up in November, right?
Yes, sir. It starts in November. And we've been fortunate to get to work with them in the summer, but we do know the need seems to be greater at the holidays coming up. So this year we decided that for November and December, for every tree that we sell, we're going to be donating $5 of that purchase price towards the food bank. And for every rose that we sell, we're going to donate $2 towards from the purchase price to the food bank. And it's any tree or any rose we have, from shade trees to fruit trees to flowering trees or even Japanese maples. And as far as roses go, certainly this time of year you plant the knockout roses, as you mentioned, and there's a whole family of those in red and double red, pink and double pink, and the sunny knockout and white out. And so people can take advantage of the great fall planting time and get plants that are first quality. I mean, the trees have 2 and 3 year warranty, and they know they can plant them now, get the benefit of that, and be helping the food bank at the same time.
And let me just talk about the quality of the Holcomb knockouts. When we first moved here, we bought 4 knockout rose bushes, baby plants to put in the garden. 3 of them are alive. We bought 3 from Holcomb Garden Center. We bought 1 from, you would be ashamed, Tim, if I told you, I'm not going to say, it was a place that has a little tiny garden center kind of a place. And that one didn't make it. So I think I'm on record as the only person that has ever killed a knockout rose.
But I've actually killed 3 cactuses, so I think I'm still doing better than you.
Yeah, you're right. That is true. But Tim, is now the time to purchase those trees? Is now the time? You said it's time to get the knockouts in the ground. Is now the time to put trees in the ground as well?
Yes, it is. And a lot of people lost trees, certainly from the tornadoes earlier in the spring, and they're just now getting all the final cleanup done. And now is the time to replace a good shade tree or a fruit tree or flowering tree. And by planting it now in November and December, the roots will grow through the spring of January and February and March, and they'll be well established by the time summer gets here next year, and it'll be a lot easier to care for during the dry summer months.
I love it. Tim Holcomb with Holcomb Garden Center, thank you so much for being part of the show today. You are a class act, my friend. And also I want to thank Jane Malden for calling in, the Community Garden Coordinator with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. I think you guys are doing some amazing stuff, Jane, and I think it's thinking outside of the box and doing a lot of good, so appreciate you calling in as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
6:45, your WPLZ News Time. More this hour brought to you by the InfoSystem, the InfoSystems technology. We love them. Thank you to InfoSystems for sponsoring this hour with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. We're back with more right after this. It's News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. All right, Paul, we got to pull up some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at some point for Miss Mindy from InfoSystems Technology went to a Tom Petty concert. Rock and roll. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Great voice, great voice. Has nothing to do with this hour, but, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, thank you to InfoSystems Technology. We're sponsoring this hour with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. I have had a blast getting to know Jen Ferking. She's in charge of special events, food drive coordinator. We have Share Your Christmas coming up. We're going to talk about that in a moment. First, you can't talk about the Chattanooga Area Food Bank for an hour and not have Claire Sawyer on, for crying out loud. Claire is on the line with us. Hey, Claire. Hey, there you are. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And, boy, a lot of great goings-on at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. And I know that every year at Share Your Christmas, we always have a presence down in Dalton. But it's always, and I don't, in the past, it hasn't been the Chattanooga Area Food Bank that we've been at. We've always been at another location. So tell folks the big news.
Well, this year we have our very own place.
I love it.
It's at 1111 South Hamilton Street. We've opened a branch beginning the 1st of September. And all of the agencies that are in North Georgia are welcome to come there and get the same service they do in Chattanooga. It's just a way of getting more food to that area. It's really been hit hard. Unemployment has some of the highest unemployment rates in the North Georgia area in the whole country.
Oh, my heavens, just Dalton alone. And I think there was another business that announced it was closing just in the news either yesterday or today.
Right.
So this is a big need. So it's going to be up and running, what did you say, 11-11?
November. Well, we're having an open house 11-11, okay. But it's up and running right now.
Now, was the impetus for this and to get it finally up and running, was it the tornadoes or had it been in the works?
No, it had been in the works for, really, we've been talking about it for a couple of years. We had a search for a building and finally found just the right place. And we have a manager back down there, and just getting everything in place has taken about 6 months to a year, I guess, but it's finally going.
And talk a little bit about Ringgold specifically. Jen was telling us off mic that there are still folks that haven't rebuilt. They're still down on their luck as a result of the tornadoes, and that's still a big influx of folks that are coming in and needing food. Is that what you're finding now at the Dalton branch?
That's not just Ringgold, but people in Dade County and Cleveland and kind of all around. Sometimes repairs are slow, and sometimes they didn't have the funds. The house wasn't even sometimes worth repairing, and they just kind of wound up in a really dire predicament.
Claire, I want you to touch on something for me, and Jen, jump in on this too if you want to. Jen Ferking is in studio with us. Are there a lot of people that just will not come to the Chattanooga Area Food Bank? They have a need, but pride or what have you just keeps people from coming. And what can you say to people to say, look, everybody's one or two paychecks away. Come on.
You're exactly right. We could be in dire straits tomorrow if the right circumstances combine to hit us. But we have food available. It's an easy process. You don't have to be embarrassed. We're used to dealing with people that need help, and we try to treat them with respect and courtesy, and and respect their dignity. And we have very nutritious food available that can really help them. They need food to get over the hard spots.
And Jen, talk about the discreetness, especially with you were talking about the lunches for kids. Especially in schools, is that a discreet process? Or?
Oh, absolutely. The kids don't stand in line. They're actually expected not to open the bag in school, so that there is no stigmatism attached. And as Claire was saying, that same kind of respect and whatnot is gone to our food box clients, and that they come in and we're more than happy to serve them. I will also tell you that one of the things that not a lot of people know is that the majority of our food box clients have one working adult in the family, at least.
Yeah, so it's totally no reflection on anything. It's just a need, and there is somebody out there that can help
absolutely
fill that need.
They're trying. They're paying their rent. They're paying their gas. They're paying the electric and putting shelter and clothes on their kids. And at the end of the month, there's just not enough to go around for food.
And God bless the moms and the dads that say, you know what, this is what I need for my family, and so the heck with everything else, I'm going to do what I need to for my family. And God bless Chattanooga Area Food Bank for being there for people. And talk about some of the food that is provided. You mentioned the box that can feed a family for a week. Talk about some of the food that goes in there. We're not talking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day.
No, we actually make sure we sort all of the food that we get in and put it on an assembly line, so that we make sure that every box has sweet cereal, unsweet cereal, juice, tomato products, peanut butter, oatmeal.
You put unsweet cereal in there? Just
hey,
put Fruit Loops in there. Come on.
Sometimes people want Fiber One.
Whatever.
Come on, David. We're trying to be nutritionally sound here.
I will say grape nuts are good.
Okay.
You like grape. Okay.
We also provide dinner helpers in canned meat like chili and chicken, and also on top of that, tuna. That's a whole category in of itself. We provide soup, peas, green beans, and mixed vegetables and corn. These are things that families can use, dry pasta, canned pasta, and rice. That we know that they can do something with this, and it's not a box of Cheerios and flour, and they're like, what am I supposed to do with this miscellaneous box of?
Hey, have you ever had Cheerios and flour? Don't knock it, all right?
I'm not knocking it.
Claire Sawyer, let's bring you back in also. And I know just from being there, you guys have this incredibly huge, is it a refrigerated area? But you have a freezer too, right?
Right. We do.
Okay, so talk
freezer
about
and a cooler.
What goes in the freezer. Is there fresh meat, or how does that work?
Well, we get a lot of meat from some of the retail stores, the Walmart, Food Lines, Publix, Philo's that we visit every day, and we pick up whatever they are at the end of their process. But it's still good, and we bring it back and freeze it, and so the meat. Generally, an agency can get a box of meat, which they can give out in their program. But our food box clients also get produce, too, and we have the garden, you know. So we get produce from there almost every day. We also get produce from the stores. So we can they can pick out their own produce, just grab it by a bag, and like in the store.
Awesome.
Pick out what they want.
Well, Claire, I tell you what, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and joining us tonight. Claire Sawyer is the president, grand poobah, the lady in charge, the one we love. Claire, you are awesome. And thank you for all the sacrifice and the work that you do. And I know Share Your Christmas, and we're going to let Jen touch on this as we close. But I know you're working extremely hard to get Share Your Christmas up and running. And I know you're going to do great things, and just proud as anything to be associated with you guys. So thank you much.
Well, we'll see you there.
Absolutely. I'll be there bright and early. And and Jen, real quick, just with Share Your Christmas one more time, let's plug it. Let's talk about... Yeah, Queen Jen is what we call her. Let's talk about Share Your Christmas one more time and get folks involved. We want schools, we want businesses, competitions. That's always a good thing to raise
Absolutely.
That food.
Absolutely. You can request a barrel and collect food from now until December 9th, which is Share Your Christmas. If you're in Chattanooga, feel free to bring that food down to the pavilion, get involved, feel the excitement, and raise some food for all of these families. I can tell you that we have plenty of barrels, and we're ready to go out and let you guys collect food for us.
All right, very good. And Mindy is saying that, yeah, they're going to have one set up at InfoSystems Technology.
Rock on, InfoSystems.
And that's a challenge to every other business out there. Have a barrel in your establishment, whether you're a church, a nonprofit, a business, a school. Do it.
Even a club. I have taken more barrels to clubs, Girl Scouts, and troops that want them.
Beautiful. Do it. Real quick, the website?
www.chatfoodbank.org. You can also visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/chatfoodbank.
You've done this before.
I have.
I love it. Jen Ferking, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Chattanooga Area Food Bank, InfoSystems. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. InfoSystems.biz. Check out that company dealing with any IT systems and IT needs that your company has or needs. You want InfoSystems on your side. InfoSystems.biz. That's going to do it for me. The show, you're live. I'm David Carnes. Have a great night.